Hannah's House in Lansing is a homeless shelter with a very specific goal to provide pregnant homeless women not just with food and shelter, but with resources, support, and encouragement so that when they leave, they have everything they need to face the future. Joining us this morning in the studio is the executive director of Hannah House, Deanna Arnett. Deanna, welcome.
Good morning.
Lindsay Morgan is going to join us here in just a few minutes. Lindsay was a resident at Hannah's House some years ago. Deanna, what criteria do women have to meet to qualify for the program?
Homelessness and pregnant is the criteria for the program. They also are required to drug test before coming into the program and to make a minimum of a 3-month commitment.
And tell us a little bit more about what you provide. What's the bread and butter of what you do at Hannah's House?
We're a homeless shelter, but we're also a program. So during the time that the women are there, they are required to attend life skills education. So that includes relationships classes, budgeting classes, parenting classes, nutrition classes, and also we're Christian-based. So they attend church on Sundays, daily devotions, and weekly Bible studies.
How do most women find you?
Really through networking. We partner with other agencies in the area, and when you're homeless, you're directed through 211 or through calling agencies in the area, and we know the criteria for placement in each other's agencies and are able to refer homeless people as needed.
What's the median age of the woman that you help? What the age range, let's say? What's the age range there?
I would say 18 years of age. You have to be 18 to enter the program, and then it's childbearing age. So as long as you're pregnant, you can enter the program.
Okay. Right. Lindsay Morgan was a resident at Hannah's House years ago. She joins us now. Welcome to Current State.
Hello.
Take us back to about 9 years ago. Tell us what was going on in your life then.
Oh, my life was a mess. I was actually sleeping in a vacant apartment. Not the ideal situation to bring a child into the world. I think it was me calling 411 that brought me to Hannah's House. It's a number that people can call, and they'll give you resources for pretty much anything that you have a problem with in your life. That's how I got in contact with Hannah's House, and I entered the house at about 6 weeks of my pregnancy, and I stayed there until my daughter was about 3 to 4 months old.
Mm. Until she was 3 or 4 months old. Tell us about your stay. How would you describe everything that happened during your stay at Hannah's House?
It was so comfortable, so welcoming. Everybody there made me feel at home. It gave me a sense of stability, and it made me feel safe, and it alleviated all the stress that I had. I was provided with numerous resources put my mind at ease as far as needing things, necessities for the baby when she was born. Overall, the experience was absolutely wonderful. I kind of would compare it to Grandma's house. It made me feel very comfortable and at peace.
And tell us how you're doing today.
I still have struggles, but one of the main things that I took from Hannah's House was a closer relationship to God, and I found that I still utilize that to this day. A lot of things happen, it's out of my hands, and I pray on a lot of things now, and it seems to always just work out.
And religion was not a part of your life prior to
Hannah's?
I'd always
been Christian, but I never honestly accepted God into my heart. Until I entered Hannah's House. And, they did provide me with a Bible that I have to this day. And it's something that I go to when I feel lost. And it's just a support that's there always and never ending.
How big a family do you have today?
I have 3 children, one of which who just had a baby, so I'm a grandmother.
Well done.
Yeah. And when my daughter found out she was pregnant, she's 15, and although it's scary, I knew that it was possible because of all the resources that I found out that I had through Hannah's House, that we were going to make it, that she didn't have to have an abortion. She didn't have to make any decision that she didn't feel comfortable with. She would always be taken care of, and so would the baby.
I'm speaking with Lindsay Morgan, former resident at Hannah's House, a shelter for pregnant women who are homeless, and with Deanna Arnett, executive director of Hannah's House. How would you like to see Hannah's House grow? Or what does Hannah's House need right now, Deanna?
We run off of 80% donations, so we're always in need of financial donations. I'd like to see our Living Skills program grow. I've had a lot of other agencies in the community inquire about whether we'd offer our Living Skills program to those agencies. And so I've been working personally on building a program that uses research-based curriculum.
And the Living Skills program, is this what you touched on earlier?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the interpersonal relationships, budgeting, parenting, and nutrition.
And how many women at a time are apt to be residents at Hannah's House?
We house up to 4 women at a time. We're not a large shelter, but it's a really good number. We also serve up to 300 people a year in our Hannah's Attic program, which is a community resource program where we give emergency diapers and formula to the people in the community.
We'll talk a little bit more about the Hannah's Attic program here in just a little bit. Hannah's House is a Christian ministry. If a woman wants to be in the program but isn't a professed Christian, well, you took in Lindsay, so that's obviously not any kind of criteria.
Correct. You don't have to claim yourself as a Christian, but you have to go into the program with a willingness to participate in the required Bible studies and church service and devotions.
Lindsay, you recently got back in contact with Hannah's House because of Hannah's Attic, mm-hmm. The diaper program, and your new grandson, and you ended up meeting some of the women who are there now and kind of sharing your story with them. What was that experience like to go back?
I actually had my daughter with me, who's now 7 years old, that I was pregnant with at the time when I lived there. And it was really exciting for her to see where she came home from the hospital. And when I came in, I could just see the looks on their faces. It just reminded me of me, kind of unsurety. And I was told they were newer to the program. I could kind of tell that they hadn't been there that long. So it was really exciting for me to tell them a little bit about my experience. Just to give them some, I don't know, insight on how it feels to be out of Hannah's House,
sure,
after Hannah's House, and what it could honestly do for them in the long run. Mm-hmm. I just thought it was important to touch base, and I think that's why Deanna felt compelled for me to come here to the interview. But I did utilize, my grandson was born 5 weeks early. It was very sudden. My daughter was in the hospital for 20 days. I had to take 2 weeks off of work, and I realized, wow, when he comes home, I don't even have diapers. And then I thought, well, I'll call Hannah's House. So
and
that's
this is what the Hannah's Attic program is about. Can you tell us more about the Hannah's Attic?
Correct. Well, it's a community resource program, so we get a lot of donations and from people who are invested in our ministry, and we get high chairs and pack and plays and cribs and formula and diapers, and anything that comes in, we donate back out to the community. The diaper program is an emergency diaper program, so families can come in once a month for a supply of emergency diapers.
I understand you have a small staff and some interns and volunteers. What needs do you have for volunteers right now?
Right now, we have a small staff of about 4 house managers, and then I have a director of development. Our needs right now in the facility, we have a need for people to come in on Sundays. On Saturdays, we have self-care Saturdays where the women are invested in really taking care of themselves and developing hobbies and just other activities for personal growth. So, and that's new to the program. And so what we'd like for people to do is people that might have hobbies that they would want to share with the women, whether it's scrapbooking or sewing or just exercise, yoga, pregnancy,
okay,
type classes to come in to offer their skills to the women in the shelter.
Lindsay, we have less than a minute left. What would you like to say to young women who might be in the position you were once in?
There's always an alternative. There's support out there, and you have choices. Don't think that you have no choice at all and that you're alone, because there's people out there that are willing to take you in and to help you, even if you're not going to stay at Hannah's house. They are full of information and resources to help you during your pregnancy, and just be positive and pray and everything will work out.
And get help. It's out there if you seek it, I guess. I've been speaking with Lindsay Morgan, a former resident at Hannah's House Homeless Shelter for Pregnant Women, and with Deanna Arnett, the executive director of Hannah's House. Lindsay, Deanna, thank you for being here. Good luck to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Current State is looking for more nominations for our Neighbors in Action feature. Please help us out. Email us your suggestions to currentstate@wkar.org. Please put Neighbors in Action in the subject line or tweet us at KAR Current State. Tell us a little bit about why you think they should be featured for the great work they do.